Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Day 16.
Lay, I cried.
Yes,
get it, man. I don't know that.
Got it, ho.
I don't need you anymore. I don't need you anymore. No, I don't need you anymore. It's so nice.
I don't need you anymore.
No, first thing, get it, I'll give my tenner.
Is that the one you've missed 60?
I don't need you. Who claims that again?
Wow. Share.
Leanne Crichton, thanks very much for coming on.
Thanks for having us. Lovely to be here. What a day for it.
What a performance you gave last night up on that stage.
Absolutely shocking.
What have you done?
Oh, it was terrible.
You against this guy?
Terrible.
Well, what do you mean I beat you after it?
First time in about 2 weeks.
But that's because I let you win the first cuttle.
To be fair, that's probably the biggest crowd I've played in front
of. That's the same for you, isn't it?
By the way, but standard was good, we used to win it.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to team, though, eh?
You?
Really thought so.
Mad for the headers?
Aye, because it just showing it in touch.
Aye.
And at the net, wasn't it?
But she was trash talking us on the pitch, eh?
Wait, I've heard you like
that. She's like that. Crossing it.
I've heard Leanne's like
terrible
that.
Terrible loser.
The Glasgow loser. Girls were saying that you were the moaniest on the pitch.
100%.
Love that.
Leanne Ross is up there, though.
Is she?
Definitely. Yeah.
You were, who were you getting on with?
Joe. And Hayley.
Good bunch. I actually met Hayley
2 years ago. And I didn't think she knew me, and she didn't think I knew her, and the twos like kind of went to say hi, and just walked by each other, and the twos remembered it last night.
It was a nice moment.
Was that your story there? Was that a story, eh?
True story, aye.
Yeah, well.
But that was, I think you were going to win the league that night, because I was like, that's no right, like, someone's going to win the league in a lot about the twos, you know what I mean? I just thought, shoot, you should be getting escorted right to the fucking game, do you know what I mean? And Peter said, we'll talk about that last night as well, listen, we'll go into all that, but that was a lovely moment. And, but then you caught me off surprise, well, because you went, we know each other, but I don't think we really know each other.
I know.
And I started getting a wee bit shaky for it all.
We've kind of crossed paths, haven't we?
Aye, never really.
It was nice to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Good to be here.
Good story, is that, Kev, wasn't it?
No,
there you
cut
go.
That out, eh?
That's terrible. Kev, there is a video that's going to go up that will go viral.
This
creepy guy, man. There's a creepy guy going about there making noises in the shower.
Obviously, we've had some videos. We've had the Joker. Then we've had my one off the hoverboard.
I preferred the cock mask, but
the cock mask was good. Yeah. See this one with him last night? I think this is going to go viral.
Well, I'll tell the story about it. After every show, I go for a shower. And the last 2 weeks, every single shower has been freezing. So last night, I kept touching it and playing.
Still talking about
it? No.
No.
I was talking in the hobbling, and it finally went hot. So when it went hot, and when it went hot, and then.
And then the rest you'll see later.
Who was Andy's idea,
man?
He's on me, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on you. Kev done the lock, Kev picked the lock.
No, I picked the lock. Obviously broken a few houses back in my day.
You can tell that.
Aye. That's more maybe being locked to at night and forgetting
try to
get back in the house. But this'll be a good
thing. But it was near arse, mate.
You've got an arse.
I went for your back to just hamstrings, didn't it?
And how come we don't hit much of arse?
Don't know.
Stand up, turn around, let us see.
No, I've got an arse in shorts, eh?
Look. That's a good answer.
It's decent, isn't it? It's just
why does it disappear when you take your shorts off?
No, it's just sucked in, doesn't it?
What about the atmosphere here last night? Brilliant, wasn't it?
Unbelievable for a Sunday night. We were genuinely, no surprise, because
we've... What are you trying to say? Like,
no, surprised? We've seen the videos, we've seen the crowds, like some shows you've put on, to be fair, like going strong, what did you say, day 16?
16, uh-huh.
So we never knew what to expect, coming a Sunday night, Scotland are out, people could have been a bit flat, but it was, honestly, it was unbelievable. Mm. Really, really good. And that was before even you boys came on, it was...
Yeah, crowd have been unbelievable. Yeah, yeah, again, I actually think they were up there with the best last night.
Well, because they see the ones that come, I think sometimes you feel... The more people that's in here, the more atmosphere's created. And what was good last night, Simon? Maybe not the best game of football it was on, because it was a bit... The first half was a bit rubbish, but they're still singing, banging bins and singing Scotland songs and trying to get the crowd going. And it's just a proper party atmosphere. Because yeah. Obviously, I think Sunday everybody thought we might have been here playing mm-hmm. against... I don't know who we'd have played against, but we'd have been probably playing Sunday. I think that's why. And but we weren't there. But they came in. Great reception for us, even you guys that come up on the stage and
played
your head tenders and stuff, you get a great reception and it's really, really, really good vibe about
best.
It, isn't it?
We need to give a shout out to the maintenance team at SWG3 as well. Kevin, the Jim Jeffries got stuck in the bath, so did they get the forklift to...
That's brilliant how they done that.
That was good, wasn't it?
We're struggling with it to the moment, but...
It's weird seeing him upside down by the ankles naked, wasn't it?
Smiling at
it. I've tried to tell you, I'm just going to play golf for the next 2 weeks, mate. I'm busy.
Right, Grosvenor Sport, what a team there. They're doing their bit. £10, any match you get free, £30 bet. What an offer, eh?
Brilliant.
Right, game last night, and he's watching?
Nah.
You actually didn't watch a minute up there, did you?
No, but seriously, the Portugal manager should be sacked. Bruno Fernandes sitting on the bench.
I know, what is that all about?
Seriously, like, what chance have you got?
I understand that he is one of the better players, but he is
Is that Gary Holt's dog? Has he got his dog driving the train?
That's the weirdest
setup I've ever seen here. By the way, can I say something? I'm pretty sure a guy just walked his dog in here, let it do a pish and then walked back out. Am I right in saying that?
Did they come in? I didn't see him coming in.
Been here since last night. Just
aye, no, wait, before we go into the game, sorry, we need to talk about the big match last night. I beat him at Eddie Tennis.
Aye. The first one you've won in 2 weeks.
Don't know about that.
It was a good contest, though.
Was it?
He's gone. He's gone.
He's gone. I was so strong for so long, though, wasn't I?
He's just a Boris Becker net player, isn't he? That's all he's got as he comes to the net.
You were coming close as well. You were pressing the game up there.
Did that freak you out a wee bit?
A wee bit. Uh-huh. Lobbed a couple of times over.
You did lob as a belter, yeah. Actually. Huh? Yeah. You had the Timberlands on, so I felt sorry for you playing with them on.
The lucky boots on.
I know. She never called.
But your reign's come at an end as the head tennis king.
Could David Andy play the wee game of head tennis?
Oh, he's a shite bag, mate.
Seriously.
He keeps telling you about how good his touch is and that. He'll know do the touch test.
Worried about his rep.
He'll know do head tennis.
Big Charlie, be fair, nearly retired. Big Charlie McGrew,
didn't it? I mean, the touch test is no easy. Right, because sometimes you do hear a bad touch. Obviously, I got absolutely abused.
No, I had a bad touch since about 89.
Andy's known the same, isn't he? Andy knows his limits. He's like, he knows if he does this or this, people are just going to write. Yeah. So that's why he's at Hearts.
Contract to be ripped up.
Aye.
Hearts fans are sick of watching him take a bad touch, aren't
they?
Aye. I think we can do that to Hearts fans throughout the summer. They've watched it all year. Right, the game last night, on you go, talk about it, because I've got no idea what happened.
What, are we on the Belgium game?
We'll go Belgium-Portugal to start, we'll know the big one.
To be fair, I thought it was quite a close contest. When you look at it over the course, like the chances, I think I always felt Portugal could have went through. I think when you've got Ronaldo in there, it's hard to write him off. Mm. To think that he's still at that level, he's been at that level for so long. Diego Jota, he had a shocker.
Doesn't pass the ball to Ronaldo.
Poor chances, and Ronaldo's actually set him up a couple of times, and you're looking at Ronaldo's body language, and he's thinking, maybe you could do that for me and I'll get in the box and they would have scored. Really, that's the chance.
Wee Jota needs to know his role, doesn't he? You're there to set Ronaldo up, mate. Stop 100%. Trying to take the limelight, man.
Yeah, totally.
You've got plenty of time for that. Give the ball to him.
Absolutely, but I think Belgium, they've maybe been a bit of a slow burner over the course of the tournament. They were one of the favourites, or if not the favourites, but they've still not lit the tournament up. No. Like, they're getting over the line. Decent enough performances, but not quite there. It'll be interesting.
I only think France has been the one that's shown a real team performance that you think they could go on, but whereas these things say slow burner, that obviously Fernandes didn't start, but
he hasn't
been great in the mm-hmm. tournament. Like, mm-hmm. There's games where you've watched and he's been very, very quiet, and even last night when he came on, it probably suited him because Belgium had scored in the middle of the first half. the game opened up a bit, so that would allow Bruno Fernandes to try and maybe like dictate a wee bit of the play.
But see, when you've got the delivery like he's got, Kev, you've got Pepe there, you've got Ronaldo in the box. Fernandes should play every minute for free kicks, corners alone.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? How big is set plays really?
Yeah, massive.
In every game, but especially in tournament football, it's like one chance.
As many strings as Ronaldo got, one of his major strings is his aerial ability.
Yeah.
Because he leaps from, see, from a standing position to get up. I think late on there was a ball come in, he flicked up and he flicked it on, and your man got in the back post and the keeper made a good save. But no, I think in situations like that, sometimes you try to pass and break things down. Teams get zoned in and it's very hard to pick their pockets. Whereas if you get the ball wide, Fernandes and Jota and guys out and get balls in the box, Ronaldo's going to get the end of something. If he doesn't get the end of something, he might get a second ball.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the shot that hit the post, that's how that came about. Across in the box, got cleared, he's came in and he's hit the post. But
even psychologically, who wants to pick Ronaldo up for 90 minutes in the box? Knowing that there's decent deliveries coming in?
I would like to get tight down for 90
minutes. I would.
Be touch tight, would you?
All game.
Do you know who would like to get touch tight?
Anyway,
he's going to do it, isn't he? Martinez is going to do it.
How bad did that could do last
night? Oh, we tried to do it the last shot, went into my shit sandwich, man.
No, I don't think one person said that, eh? No, even Andy getting involved for the first time and just sat back down. But Liam, who do you think is going to win it?
You cannot call it at this stage. See, Italy for me, first couple of games, absolutely flying. And then they've almost fell off a cliff. They look as if they've got nothing left in the tank. They come up against Belgium, I think, in the next game. So even that, probably you're looking at a tight game, maybe another 1-0, extra time, penalties. France, I don't think you can overlook them. I think when you look at the quality within their squad, they've been there, they've done it, they know how to go over the line. Big game players as well.
I think England's going to do it.
Whisper that again.
I think England's going to go to the final, whether they win the final or not, but I think they're going to go to
the final. If they beat Germany tomorrow night.
That's the one we need Germany to do, didn't we?
We need to say as well, there's tables for the night and tables for the Germany game tomorrow.
Yep.
So there's a few tables left if you want, there'll be a link in the description box.
And
by the way, how nice is that coffee?
Beautiful.
Minted, isn't it? Minted on Byers Road. What a coffee shop.
We've actually got the main man here.
He's here if he wants to come on and make an appearance. He's a bit shy for some reason, I don't know why. Are you sure, mate?
Is that the bit that does ice creams as well?
Does ice cream as well, mate.
You want me at least an ice cream, yeah.
Go for that, mate.
Last thing you need is an ice cream, mate. Will that be the last we'll see Ronaldo at a major tournament?
No, World Cup next year.
You think he'll go that?
I think so.
A year on?
Absolutely.
I just want you him to play forever, don't you?
I think he thinks he could play forever.
Yeah.
What has he lost, really? That you wouldn't look at any aspect of his game just now and think his legs have gone, you know, or he's no good at running players, he's no good, he controls games.
Yeah.
Even for his position, he manages to influence everything that happens. I wouldn't be surprised if he's at the next Euros. He's that good and he's that fit, seriously. He's unbelievable.
Maldini was like, he was still playing big tournaments at Fort.
He'll be playing centre-back.
Mate, I would love that, would you? Ronaldo just bossing it at centre-back.
Has he said it and has he said when he wants to retire that?
He'll not retire, will he? No. Imagine Ronaldo retiring and just driving a taxi or something. How good did that be?
The numbers. So, like, there'll be some
as long as there's a record there to chase,
there,
you're right.
But, and even though I'm not saying his legs are gone, but what he doesn't do as well in his younger years is the spaces that he takes people into that allows spaces for other people to get into. It's like clever. And I just think that Qatar's only a year away. How many European games, extra games is he going to have to play from now till next year? It'll not be a problem.
Can
I ask something?
Of course you can.
What did you make of Scotland? Performance.
Good, Paul. It's not even on the sheet and you've came up with it.
I'm going to go in with it a wee
over
bit
the course of the three games.
Aye.
I think it was really tough. Honestly, like, see that when you look at now, right? Hindsight's a brilliant thing. Look at Czech Republic last night. So you had your bets and thinking that that's going to be the weakest team in the group, and it's almost you set yourself up for that failure. I think if the players could go back and relive it, they would approach that first game totally different.
Yeah.
I think what was maybe disappointing is in the third game. Maybe have a bigger go at it earlier on. Even at half time, I think you could have made changes and just put all your cards on the table. Maybe brought on a Patterson or a Forrest, get a bit more pace. Even with the two top strikers, I'm thinking 2.5 games and we've not really changed it. We've no mixed it up.
Would you put in his button?
But I think it's 100%. I would give him 45.
Approach the Czech Republic game a bit better. I think the manager maybe should have picked a different team against the Czech Republic being the first game.
Possibly now when you look at it.
I still believe that he was too cautious in the first game. It was a case of like find your feet in the tournament, whereas I think that was the one game. I know we're saying now that the Czech Republic's at the quarter final, right? They beat Holland last night 2-0. We drew with Holland 2-2 mm-hmm. before the tournament started. So Holland are, I want to say Holland are the Holland of old, they're all right.
Yeah.
So any good team that come up against them will probably turn them over. A bit like Italy, they've started the tournament well, mm-hmm. got themselves a quarter final. A good team come up against them, they beat Italy.
Yep.
So for me, I would like to have seen them still look at the Czech Republic game as that one game that we could have won in the group, but actually went and tried to win the game. I don't think we went to try and win the game. I think we went to just kind of see how...
And I think, like, the occasion takes over. I mean, I was in the stadium that day, and see them, like, I think the Scottish fans, footballers, were so emotional. And you could actually feel that.
He was crying.
See to then be on the pitch and try and put that out of your mind. Remembering that they've not really played in front of fans either. Yeah. So having the fans, the Tartan Army, knowing that your friends and family are in the crowd, I genuinely think the occasion for the first half of the game probably get the better of them, and they played within themselves because there was that cautious approach where you're trying to stay in a game that you genuinely believe that you can go and win.
Well, we've got 90 caps between us, so
see, you're right.
What is it? See, got look, genuinely, see, going a major tournament. Do you feel a lot of pressure back him?
See, for us, honestly, when we qualified, we felt the love of the nation because everybody had waited so long. So yeah. Even when we went to the Euros in 2017, the Tartan Army came with us.
Wow.
And that was the first time for us we had genuinely felt that, because yeah. When you see it here, like, Scottish fans just love football. They'll support any team, whether it's our own or not. But for us, that motivates me because we don't often get to play in front of big crowds or have your friends and families there at massive occasions. So I think for us as players, we embrace that because I've grown up watching big stadiums, like big games, and the men's game, like, that's what you are almost aspiring to be. So when you get to be part of that, for me personally, I loved it. But I think there's certain players that don't cope with that pressure being in that environment.
Names, I'm always young.
And then cameras go up tenfold, you know, it's like everybody's in the spotlight, and even Stephen O'Donnell in the first game, you're thinking, if that wasn't such a big moment, like, the touch under his foot wouldn't have impacted his game. But it's just because you know in the moment everybody's watching, and it's how you respond.
You said the Tartan Army there, but your dad and the Tartan Army were also there supporting the girls, didn't they?
Well, yeah, that time, man.
Caused quite
trumpets,
a stink, didn't it?
Blown their trumpets, weren't they? Non-stop.
Right, we mentioned Holland. That was your team to support. They've been knocked out. Who was supporting now?
We've jinxed them, eh?
Germany, innit? Quite a bit of Germany.
But then, if we support them, there's a good chance they'll probably get knocked out. So why don't we support England?
Sean Maloney.
By the way, we also need to mention just on Sean Maloney. His brother's over in Russia for 6 weeks, seen his bird. Not a picture of the brother in his house in sight. It's a full his house, right, is a full shrine to porcelain.
Does your brother know
he
exists in your house?
Mate, I've never seen a picture of his brother. Nae word a lie.
I didn't realise he had a brother until now.
Aye, there's nae mention of the brother.
Is he the sheep of the family? What is he?
No, listen, you walk into my house, you're approached with 3 pictures of me in the hallway when you first walk in.
So the pictures approach you? Pictures walk towards you?
Do you approach them? And then you walk in the living room door and then you've got the massive
imagine
portrait.
Imagine pictures walking up, yeah.
But then you go to Matt in the house, it's a big massive portrait when you're sitting watching the telly, it's right beside the telly, so you always have to see me. That's just the way my house
all
is.
All eyes on you.
It's got to be like that, mate, innit?
And have you spoken to the brother over in Russia?
Aye, I have, but I can't go into too much, because I told you that story last night, but he would kill me if I told you the one with the dust, been dusty.
Ah, tell
it. No, I can't, he would kill me, mate.
Well, have you watching?
Aye.
So he's got a Russian girlfriend, that's right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he's over staying at her house for 6 weeks?
Yeah. Mad that, innit?
Uh-huh.
But I can't say too much about
it. How did they meet?
I think she was here doing something, and he must have wowed her.
He must have wowed her? And does he speak Russian?
Wee bits and bobs, you can speak it now. But I can't say too much about this situation. You're trying to get something out here, and I know what you're trying to do.
A wee bit of the Russian.
I had a wee pint with your sister yesterday as well, tell you that.
You did?
Me and Melissa went for a wee drink.
She's walked in, but you've been to the toilet when you came in, and she walked in and her face was chopped white when I walked downstairs. As if I'd caught you doing something.
Right, so who was supporting Germany?
Aye.
I'm supporting France.
I'm going to stick with Italy. Genuinely,
I've got Italian roots, so I'll go with that as well.
In the first few games.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they find that again, because the front three, unbelievable. That goal that Locatelli scored for the midfield, love that.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I think they've got an outstanding player, though. Yeah.
Striker, I think they're all playing as a collective in the big games. Games are so tight now.
But it's whether they're brave enough, though, because I think that's the problem. When you get to this stage, folks start to overthink their performances. If you're Italy and you've got those players, pace, energy, just go for it.
Yeah.
You're brilliant.
She's on fire, isn't it?
Would you say how you said about the outstanding player? You need an outstanding player? Would you say Portugal's got one?
Ronaldo.
Correct, they're out.
But they won the last tournament when he was at his peak, do you know what I mean?
I know.
He was a difference now.
Nah, you're right.
See, the teams that are doing well, they are the teams that have got a focal point, you're right.
Yeah.
Like a main striker, nah, somebody
100%.
That
links the game. He said he didn't need one.
He's just copying you.
But even Belgium last night, see Bukaku when he gets that ball and he brings it down and gets turned, man, nobody can stop him. No. So you tipped him for top scorer, didn't you?
Nah, I never tipped
Andy.
Andy tipped him ahead.
I've got him as well.
But even Patrick Sheik, look at him.
Oh, wow.
I know, he's good, isn't he?
And the difference that...
Could they win it, Leon? Nah. A team like that?
Nah.
Why not?
I don't think they'd have enough when it got to the last few games, but their performances and how they've been class.
Who was the best...
And they've taken their chances.
Who was the best team you've played against in the World Cup? You just got absolutely robbed, by the way. That referee...
That last game, to you were so...
Embarrassing. 6 minutes or something, I don't... But the ref... Then he played the game for 6 minutes and then stopped it.
But we spoke about this before. You were up and you weren't sure whether to go and try and score another goal or whether to sit off. That's why,
even Scotland, the third game there, at least you knew 3 points was absolutely all you needed.
Yeah.
Just go and win the game, because for us, we knew other teams would play the next day, and that's always in your mind. And then you think goal difference, and we get put out in the Euros because we fell short in goal difference. So you're always thinking and always chasing. Whereas when you look back after, you throw it away 3-0.
You know why goal difference is poor? Too many set midfielders passing sideways and back. Yeah.
That's me. That's why I never played.
No, you don't. You bomb on, didn't you?
She's compared herself to a Barry Ferguson type before.
Cy Ferry.
So what was it? See, that game, was it 2 or 3-0 up?
3-0.
And then what did you just... 3-1. Did you just try sitting?
Yeah, then it went 3-1, 3-2, then the penalty.
Was it 3-0 at half-time?
No, 60-odd minutes, I think.
And then you just dropped in? And
we were still chasing goals. We were going for a fourth and then done in the counter.
So did Shelley start shouting low block at 3-0?
Couldn't hear it, it was too noisy.
Is it? Should have just kept going for it, innit?
I know.
Because the momentum was building, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you look at it now, you've just have sat in and protected.
I know.
So see how that's the idea, you say that you sat in, that were you told to sit in?
No, we never sat in. We still chasing because we felt that the next day teams could heavily outscore us. So even at 3-0 for us, it was...
So how did you go from comfortably getting to the 3-0 stage and still going for it and then all of a sudden collapse?
3-0, counter-attack, 3-1... I think it was two counter attacks, and then the third one was the penalty that came for a free kick, long ball into the box that we never dealt with.
But like I said, 3-0 up, you must be confident getting the 4 or 5.
And then when it goes 3-1, though, you're still chasing because you've had that 3-goal advantage. So that was why you, when you look back now, you would have went, just take what we can get and see what happens tomorrow. But
and what would have got you through? What scoreline would have got you through?
Would 3-0 have got you through?
3-2, I think, would have been fine in the end. God. Yeah,
that's the worst. Be going for a breakfast coffee after this?
Absolutely.
We'll ask these two or we'll just go ourselves?
He was a bit raging, wasn't he? The last time we went.
Shambles, that.
And Kev, his hospitality was good last night.
Was it?
We were here, lovely. Girls were well
impressed.
Good job,
but that's why I'm here, just to make sure the girls are all settled in.
He's the first one over.
No, that's because he was actually working as a security guard last night. That's what that was. He's just here to show people their seats. So he's done that well, didn't he?
I must admit, I've been quite... I've not really... seen much of women's football, so I was quite interested to ask the girls where they played, who they played. I was talking to the girl that plays with Arsenal.
Yep, Lisa.
Aye, she was sound, by the way.
The girl.
Girl. She was sound, so I was like, that's that. So she's obviously saying she's on mega money.
Is she on mega money?
Aye.
More than what he's getting here. Are you pulling hairs at his leg?
Pulling hairs at my leg, because I was playing at his arsehole last night.
Getting bored.
Right, well, England beat Germany, yes or no, Leanne Creighton? Give us it in a German accent, please, if you could.
No, yalla! No, thanks. Will they beat... Honestly, I think Germany might do it.
Yes!
I do.
I think England will beat them, eh?
I think England beat them.
There's too much pressure on them.
I think England, individually, they've got as good a individuals as any other team in the thing, and they just haven't quite got that right formation, right squad, and I think once they get that system that works for them, I think they could be dangerous, because I think they've got too many good players and not to be dangerous. I think Germany, I think they always do well in tournaments, but they've not really, the two of them haven't set the tournament on fire yet.
No.
And I think England's got more chance of doing that than, and I think that
Germany
are
an ageing team to the
path that they've got to get to the final. Like, what a game. It's basically the semi-final for me tomorrow night, because whoever wins it, I think they get to the final.
Is your mate Kevin Phillips, is he playing? I know he started the first three games. Is he playing?
Kevin, I think he's just dropped back now. He's aging a wee bit, so playing in the middle.
Fair player, mate. It's striking for Sunderland all the years, now he's playing centre mid for England. He's adapted his game, isn't he? Brilliant.
Amazing.
I think Germany there.
Are you?
The mentality.
How? We've got mentality. The mentality.
He's a wee German accent. I know what he's going to say. Oh. Yeah.
The German mentality is in the elite. Like, listen, I coach, and there's been a few German kids came through and stuff, and they're stronger than me.
It's quite the comparison.
Nah, they are on.
I've seen him coaching probably about 20. Never seen one German kid at it.
Never been a German kid.
Because the kid turned up with a German tap, standing putting down his German.
No, but.
And how do you know he's stronger than you? Did you he's wrestling.
No, no, that way. Like, just when you speak to him and that, and they, you know what I mean? And they don't really buy into it. But listen, I think.
Does he mean a stronger mentality?
Aye. But I think we
But you take a lot of your coaching for German coaching, didn't you? With the.
Aye, sniffing the old. Do you know who actually did take it for? Leanne's brother, Colin. Genius.
Is he?
Absolute genius, that guy. And he actually is, and he knows he's fit. But when I hear Leanne on the radio and on sports and stuff, it's coming straight for your brother's mouth, that.
So yeah, she just copied her brother?
That's a bit harsh. He's a good guy, but he's not that good.
Is he? So he's a coach?
Yeah, he does a bit of coaching.
Does coaching, aye. But he has to get back into it, because he is very, very good.
Yeah. Not just good. It's good, though. Like, I just speak football, like...
But he gets annoyed because he always says that
he's really passionate about it as well. And
he always says when you're on BBC, you always speak with a posh accent. And
oh,
says,
no!
And he always says, then start speaking properly.
She went back to scheme mode today, so.
I love that.
She's been
her,
scheme mode today.
Just need to try and mix it.
No, you do, didn't you? Sometimes you do that when you speak.
Big Charlie McGrood. He's Charlie on here, he's Charles on the BBC and the radio, aren't he?
Spot on.
I'm like, is that actually him talking? No. That accent? Didn't I do it? Peter, didn't I change? Never change.
Do you think German and England? Do you think England can do it?
England will beat them,
I think so.
Yeah.
They're not scoring a lot of goals, though.
I know, but I think Germany are poor. Josh Windass tipped him to win at the start.
I'd agree.
England have got better players, though. Mm-hmm. In the attacking areas. Who's going to score goals for Germany?
I don't know, but we've probably scored more goals than England.
Gnabry.
I know, but are they actual goal scorers?
Thomas
Guys
Miller.
Like Sterling,
Thomas
Kane, Miller's you know that they can, if Thomas, they get a chance, they'll score.
Thomas
Kane's Miller's, not had any chances yet.
Thomas Miller's one of the highest goal scorers in international history. How did he play behind the striker?
He's not a striker, that's what he's playing up front for Germany.
But what I'm saying is, if Werner bombs on...
Werner's not going to score either.
No, no, he's not going to score, but what I'm saying is, what he does with Chelsea, he bombs on, and then the space is created for Müller then to go and score. But he does, because Müller doesn't ever score a brilliant goal, but he will always be in the right positions. So, you've got that man running against him.
I need to be honest, I've not even watched a minute in a game.
No, you don't, because you don't stop talking up that balcony, don't you know?
But I just think England have got enough to beat Germany.
I have.
On paper, they 100% have, but I just don't think they've got going, I don't think.
Mm. For the big game players.
But the brilliant creative players they've got, they're not scoring a barrel load of goals.
Yeah.
I think Germany's got a better team. I heard you and Andy saying England's got better players, I don't think so at all.
Nah.
If you look at their centre mids, Kimmich and Goretzka for Bayern, Müller in the hole, Gnabry, Sané and Werner, that's better than England.
But that front four's better than guys like Foden, Sterling, Kane? Nah, not for
that. Nah, it's not at all. But the midfield is Kimmich.
It was good knowledge, though. I liked that.
Kimmich and Goretzka.
He knows he's, because his uncle's a big Bayern Munich fan.
Aye, so I know German football inside it. But that's what I'm saying, their centre mids are stronger. The only thing is Hummel's going to start. Do you imagine
England,
a race with him and Kane?
England, see if Henderson and Maguire comes back into the team. They've got a better team in Germany.
So who are you playing there for England?
Henderson. I'm playing Henderson.
With who?
Mount and I'd put Foden back in.
Yep. Centre mid?
Centre mid.
Mount and Foden centre mid?
Yeah.
Wow. This guy, seriously.
Wow, that was
serious. Of course you would.
Of course
I'd put Grealish in it.
Grealish,
mate.
Grealish is brilliant.
Wow. Why is he not been playing now?
I'm taking one of these to shoot at centre mids, Rice or get your mate Kevin Phillips and putting.
So you're playing Grealish centre mids as well?
No, I'm putting Foden back into midfield.
And you're playing
Grealish up, man.
Kane and who?
Kane and Sterling. Sterling scores your goals.
He's been the one player actually that has stepped up for all the criticism we've received. He's still a top player, don't you, Raheem Sterling? But he rises above it though. He's constantly hounded with English media so much pressure on him. He's been ditched by Pep, Jürgen Fuss named him as Pep as well. Him and Brian Kidd are still quite close. That's all right. Oh, so here's one for Jeremy Joe, centre half's Hummels, done mate. But do you think Kane's going to run him?
No, but
probably slow race.
He used to be. He doesn't even defend the box well now. Hummels, eh? But that used to be what he was good at. He never really had pace, but he couldn't. He was about to defend the box.
Rudiger's just won the Champions League.
Rudiger's not. He's not top level though, Rudiger. Eh? He takes Stones and Maguire over Rudiger every day of the week.
Who?
Stones and Maguire over Rudiger every
day. No chance. Stones better than Rudiger.
See if Rudiger was that good. Why would Man City not just go and sign him?
He's with Chelsea.
Nah, but
just Man City in the Champions League final.
No. who are you saying is better, Stones or Rudiger?
Mate, you've no seen Stones is better than Rudiger.
He's got a point.
100%.
Oh, wow.
Stones is better than Rudiger.
Mate, you think that seriously?
Yeah.
Mate, Rudiger.
For a modern day centre half,
Rudiger is unbelievable, mate, for Chelsea.
I'm Stones not better. Sold.
Rudiger couldn't get a game for Chelsea.
Aye, because he's like Lampard and Vickler. They've got a top class manager and he's put him every game.
No, Zuma played ahead of him or not, mate. If Zuma plays ahead of
him, mate, you're the Champions League final.
How good Stones is, though, in any other team other than later like Man City team. I think if you take him out there and put him with maybe not the same quality of players, I don't think he's... I think he's protected a lot, I honestly do. I don't think he's ever exposed
Because Diaz came in, he was a shambles. Again, company carried him. And then now
and
Diaz
even this season,
him.
When you look at even Man City fans, I'm not overly impressed with him.
Who, with Stones?
With Stones, yeah.
All right.
And then, maybe this has been a badging for you today.
I know. Ach, mate, I've been out, do you know what I mean?
So far.
Right, Croatia v Spain. Who's winning that?
Spain.
Morata again can't score, mate.
No, he can't score, but I think the people are better than Croatia. Opportunities will come, they're going to take one. Croatia's
a good team, mate.
I know they're a good team, they're relying on Modric maybe too much.
There's two versions of Croatia.
Aye.
Whatever one turns up. Like, you've seen it over the first two games, not good enough. When it mattered, top players. Like Modric was,
I just think Spain totally passed them off the park, and I know their first game they passed, and didn't go anywhere with it. But I think they keep the ball that length of time, they're going to create opportunities. England did that to Croatia. England kept the ball, moved it a lot, and obviously ended up beating Croatia. I think Spain do the same.
I hate watching Spain.
I know it's difficult.
They're not the same now. They're not the same team as what we've been probably spoiled over the years.
Yeah, I've
seen them.
I think even though when Fabregas is sitting saying, I'm not that convinced. You've probably got a point.
Yeah.
He's not sold on them.
So what is it that they're still trying to play that same way, but they've not got players that are as good to do it?
Aye, just not the same quality. Final third, I think. Yeah.
There's no end product.
And also teams know what they're all about.
If you sit in compact against them, you can defend it quite comfortably, but you need to be switched on for 90 minutes. But like you say, Morata up front, he's actually came out and said that the stick he receives affect them mentally. That's not going to help.
No, you don't say that. You don't put that in public.
No, people know that you've rattled. France v Switzerland tonight as well. France, easy.
Oh, it could be five. That.
Aye.
Could be five.
I think so, mate. Aye.
You could be right, by the way.
Aye, it could be.
Could be a big high-scoring game tonight.
Yeah. Easily.
Aye.
Switzerland Mbappe. Were so poor.
Yeah.
Aye. So poor against Italy.
Oh my God, they were terrible against Italy, weren't they?
Honestly,
that was one of the games I actually did watch.
You would have been desperate to get taken off at half time if you were playing in that game. So bad.
How have they got to last 16, Switzerland, mate?
That just shows you that is tournament football.
Yeah.
Nah, you're right.
When you write teams off at the beginning and all it takes is one win to get through a group or
Denmark lost the first two games in the quarterfinal.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
It is what it is.
Your decision game, aren't it? Grosvenor Sport. You know Grosvenor Sport?
Heard about them.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Listening to the podcast all over it.
You can get involved, free to play game.
Unbelievable.
You've been playing it?
Every day. The best cup in the world.
I think you had a shocker yesterday.
Did I?
With the Holland game.
When did they get a guy sent off though, eh? You should cancel that bet then. Shouldn't
they? What can you win?
10k.
No, big.
Big money. Big money.
Simple yes or no game, cash prize we won each round, as well as an overall leaderboard prize of £10,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Nothing to.
Nah.
Pocket money to you.
And you.
Everyone who gets six or more right also gets a £10 free bet. Go to gsport.com/opengoal to play.
Two well, seconds. What's harder, the World Cup or the Champions League?
Champions League.
Champions League, probably. Yeah.
There's unbelievable teams in that, aren't there?
Who's the best team?
Quarterfinals you got the last time, innit?
Quarterfinals.
Mm-hmm. Who's the best team?
Who won it this year?
Maybe Chelsea. No, Barca battered Chelsea.
Oh, really?
Who's
the worst dead sports scene? Who's the worst dead sports scene?
Me?
No chance.
Mikey, Faddy, or Big Tomo?
Big Tomo, I like Big Tomo. I like make mistakes Tom and that and good. Laughs about it. Huh?
I mean, that's what you want to see, innit?
Nah, yes. We're all good. Just watch this man, he'll be on sports scene this year.
What do you think?
Okay. A few BBC appearances.
Is that about? Is that an exclusive?
Exclusive? No.
Was that
I
not?
Couldn't drop the money to go to the BBC.
Is it struggling that bad? What's it?
Made a few appearances. I thought it was going to be a regular thing.
Obviously, when they get desperate, Stranraer away. Big man's only drafted up here for Stranraer.
He is one that you are desperate to change his accent when he comes on to that.
I mean, I don't even know where my accent's from. 17 years in Stranraer, 10 years in Sunderland.
There's a bit of Peter Reid in there, isn't there?
And then 12 years in Cumbernauld.
Where else is a bit of Peter Reid in?
See Peter Reid, he had the stinkiest slips ever when I was a young boy.
Did you try to iron that t-shirt today?
Oh God, man, put the iron on as soon as I get caught to it. Try to rip the iron off my ma ran it. Wait, do you know my ma, right? Went out in a night.
Oh, I know your ma, right?
That's good, seriously. She went out a night out there night and get drunk and came in to me the next day. She was pure panicking. She went, Paul, I had 5 donuts last night. That's a shambles, isn't it, man? Five donuts in a night out.
Imagine getting drunk and donuts.
While she was drunk and donuts, good, I quite like that. What, she was eating donuts while she was drinking?
Must have had 5 crispy, they had like, it was like a party. And
a donut
like,
party?
Like food and all that, and people brought Krispy Kreme donuts. My mum had 5 of them. Wow. Man, that is superb for all that.
Krispy
Kremes. What did you see him doing with a donut in that distance?
Kev? Aye, but who was he doing it with? Right, Leanne Crichton, wow, oh, legend.
Thanks, guys.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.